Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment. With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, we did see some cash cattle activity take place yesterday, but very light, $128 in our part of the country. The northern activity was also light, but steady prices. Now, the rebound of futures did not have any impact on cash buyers, as most bids remained $128 or lower in the south. There should be a flurry of cash trade today as it nears the end of the week and buyers need to purchase to fill slaughter needs. January beef storage and beef supply and cold storage was about 510.1 million pounds. That's up 8.5 million pounds from January a year ago and up 14.5 million pounds from December. This may keep a lid on price potential. However, the cattle on feed report, which comes out this afternoon, may keep trading activity in check. Now, the hog futures activity could show a rebound as the January cold storage report showed a decrease of inventory from the previous year. Frozen pork in storage on January 31st, 562.7 million pounds. That's down 18 million pounds from a year ago. Now, moving on to the grains. The wheat market's mostly firmer this morning, but firmer from overnight highs aren't very compelling and certainly haven't predicted how they'll finish the last few weeks. The trade expects the USDA to make a cut to their marketing year forecast on today's WASDE report to the tune of about 25 to 75 million bushels. This would help push carryout back about 1.1 billion bushels, the same levels witnessed in 2016 and 2017. May corn is higher this morning, once again attempting to bounce from a sharp sell-off, as has been the case all too often the last couple of months. The 7.25 cent loss yesterday were particularly severe, although double-digit losses in the wheat pits seem to contribute. And soybean futures just slightly higher this morning, attempting to add to the meager gains from yesterday. All of our markets feel tired from regurgitating the same old headlines day after day, and that's the rumor of China purchasing 2 million metric tons of soybeans from the U.S. We're going to check all those futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
April live cattle up 5 cents, 128.95. June up 72 cents, 120.35. March feeder cattle up 225, 142.90. April up 235, but 146. April hogs up 65 cents yesterday, 57.72. Kansas City wheat, May down 11 cents, 427.5. The July was down 9.75 yesterday at 437. Chicago wheat, May down 11.75 at 438.25. And July down 10.5 at 445. May corn down 7.25, 365. 5.25. July was down 6.75 at 374.25. May soybeans up a half penny, 902.5. July was up 3/4, 916.5. May cotton down 110, 73.11. July down 92 cents at 74.30. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.